I don't know. I'm going to worry about everyone. I am worrying about the government, too, because that is some Talking Heads from 1977 from their Talking Heads 77 with Don't Worry About the Government. No, I'm worrying. Hey, what else am I playing, or what else did I play? From the Talking Heads, how about Pylon from Chomp with Crazy? Cure in there. Went back to the Boys Don't Cry album for jumping someone else's train. The Black Watch gave us Terrific. And Saturday Night started the entire set with Neither Lost Nor Stayed from American Kestrel from 1999. It gets us to where we need to be, which is right at the time for me to do the mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we do anything of said mockness, I got a couple things I want to tell you. For example, if you are or someone you know is among the millions of Americans with a migraine issue, there is new information you need to know that can help prevent these horrible headaches. New guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology and the American Headache Society find certain seizure drugs, along with certain beta blockers, are effective for preventing migraine attacks. Over-the-counter drugs, including ibuprofen and naproxen, as well as some herbal remedies, may also help. For a complete list of these treatment recommendations, visit AAN.com. Speaking of visiting things, I should remind you that WRCT is also supported by Attic Records. Attic Records, located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale, is family-owned and operated. They're open 7 days a week. And guess what? They sell new and used records and CDs. For more information, they have a website, AtticRecordStoreInc.com, or you can always call them up at 412-821-8484. Oh, I should get some background music going, should I not? Let's see. That's not Noi. Should get some background music that is not Noi. For the mock. How about that? Tommy Lee celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Tommy. I'm pretty sure he's listening. I am. I reached out to someone who knows someone who knows someone who's named Tommy, and they said, oh, yeah, he's going to listen. Tommy's 63 years old today. So I've got a half dozen. I stopped at a half dozen. I have a half dozen tracks that are Motley Crue tracks to play for you. So let's just not waste any time. With some chivalry. It's Looks That Kill, starting off a Motley Crue mock here on Viva La Mock. Listen up. She's razor sharp. If she don't get her way, she'll tear you apart. She's cuckoo black, moves like a cat. We'll be right back.
too fast for love. Hey, Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, a rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down to the shore.
What are you going to do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, we gonna check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
It's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Sh.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a tour show. I'm really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, 'cause I got a. Love me two times, baby. Once for tomorrow, once 'cause I got a. Pretty good Jim Morrison impression there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Fishing Camaro,
donuts on your lawn.
Fishing Camaro,
fishing.
king of these barrio streets, moving up to Shangri-La. Came by his wealth as a matter of luck, says he never broke no law. Two-time loser running out of juice, time to move out quick. Heard a rumor going around, Jim is going down, this time it's gonna stick. What you say? He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. He's the one that makes you feel all right. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. He's the one that makes you feel all right. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood.
Mavericks wrapping up a Motley Crue mock with their version of Dr. Feelgood. In fact, there was an entire tribute, Nashville Outlaws. I'm trying to think what was the name of the album. I pulled that. Nashville, that's what it's called. Nashville Outlaws, a tribute to Motley Crue. I could have done a whole twangy country version, but the Mavericks were like the only artist on that entire album that I wanted to actually play on my show. No offense, Gretchen Wilson. No offense. Big and Rich, but Mavericks made it with Dr. Feelgood. Before that, the Dead Milkmen dropping Motley Crue's name in their breakout single, Bitchin' Camaro, from 1985. Get Up Kids gave us On With The Show. Went back to Get Skin Tight from the Donnas for their version of Too Fast for Love. Electric Hellfire Club doing the song you hear in the background. From their Empathy for the Devil album, Shout at the Devil. And start off the entire set with some Chivalry from the Tainted Love Mating Calls and Fight Songs album with their version of Looks That Kill. Happy birthday, Tommy Lee, celebrating number 63 today. Turn our attention towards something else. I don't know what it is. Just going to get the Motley Crue out of the background and put some Noi back in there. Got about 35 minutes left of this program. What is this program? This program's something called Viva La Mac. Comes to you Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. I will be AWOL the next two Fridays, just so you know, which also means in the third Friday when I come back, just think about it, when I come back, It'll be, I think it's going to be the Friday, the last Friday before Halloween, so I'm going to have to play a whole bunch of Halloween songs. It's in my contract. I have to do that. You know, there's a show on WRCT called Songs to Stim To. And I realized I don't realize what the jargon is. Then I realized stim must be like stimulate. And then I just don't want to go down that road to figure out the Gen Z talk. But I can tell you the show is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. I'm not going to not promote the show. But a couple shows I do want to make sure that you're aware of. Is the Deep Blues Hour. In fact, what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues? About 2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. It's the Deep Blues Hour with Steve, Mondays from 5 to 7 here in WRCT. And if you like new music and you like free tickets to shows, you should be listening to the new and newer music show every Sunday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. You can join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and he gives away tickets to your favorite bands and artist shows. He is so much cooler than me. Truly. Listen to the new and newer music show. Sunday nights at 9. You can stream it at WRCT.org. And you can follow it on the Instagrams at newshow.wrct. You can figure that out. At newshow.wrct. If I said the name Alan O'Day, would that mean much to you? Alan O'Day. He wrote a bunch of songs. In fact, his biggest hit was called Undercover Angel back in the 70s, if we remember that one. Do we remember that one? I saw Alan O'Day perform live, but he was performing as a member of Arch Hall's band. Arch Hall and the Archers played the 31st Street Pub. Rest in peace, both Alan O'Day and the 31st Street Pub. Yeah, today would have been Alan O'Day's birthday. He'd have been 85 years old today. I believe he succumbed to brain cancer. It's Run, Vicky, Run. It's Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers.
say, hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part, so hello. Thing I remember knowing is a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one to change my mind, mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, with the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied, that leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
Woke up this morning, feeling warm and low. Brewed a pot of coffee, got nowhere to go.
I got a call that topped it off, that hag had passed away. Thought he'd live forever, what more can I say? Feeling haggard, I kicked those swinging doors. Feeling haggard, I'm a brand new man for sure. Tonight, bottle let me down. Feeling haggard, since haggard ain't around. From Muskogee was more than just a star. He lived his words, his music rang from concert halls and bars.
Lefty Bob and Jimmy lived in his country soul. his song will sing forever, never to grow old. Feeling haggard, I kick those swinging doors. Feeling haggard, I'm a brand man for sure. Feeling haggard, tonight the bottle let me down. Feeling haggard, since haggard ain't around. Feeling haggard, since haggard ain't around.
That's who I found in the dirty part of town. Lost, forgotten, with no place to go. Tormented with a bitter taste, outcast by the human race. A mask of torture was the face of Skid Row Joe. He walked up to where I stood on the street, said, "Pardon me, mister. Now don't get me wrong, I don't want your money, though heaven knows I could use it. But you see, this is my home. And you see the other bar down the street? Well, that's my home too. I noticed you staring at me a while ago. You recognized me, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, Joe, I know who you are. You was one time a real famous singing star, one of my favorites." He said, "Well, I guess you heard they took my babies away from me." I said, "Yeah, Joe, I read about it in the papers." Then he turned his head away and I saw the tears fall into place. And he turned to me and said, "You know, mister, this is the only place in the world that I'm not ashamed to show my face. But I'm gonna quit. Yes, sir, I'm gonna quit. And I'm gonna shave and comb my hair and get me a clean white shirt. Then I'm gonna walk up to her door. When she answers, I'm gonna stand up real proud and tall. Then I'm gonna get on my knees. And I'll say, 'Sweetheart, if you'll take me back, I'll spend the rest of my life making up to you for what I've done. I'm so ashamed of myself, and this I want you to know. Then I'm gonna take my two little babies and I'm gonna hold them so close to me, I ain't gonna never let them go. I guess I should have told him then that she'd already remarried again. But after hearing what he'd said to me, why, there wasn't no way I could add to his misery. So I said, 'Good luck, my best to you, Skid Row Joe.'"
Keith called in from the North Hills as he's listening and said, "Hey, could you please play some Skid Row Joe?" I said, "Of course, why not?" Some Porter Wagner in there wrapping up that set of music with, as I said, Skid Row Joe. Before that was Tom reached out and said, "How about Dale Watson doing Feeling Haggard?" Because I'd mentioned earlier in the program that I was hoping to be able to get a Merle Haggard song in there because the Mama Tried album from Merle Haggard came out on this day in 1968. So why not play Mama Tried? So I played Dale Watson with Feeling Haggard, and before that was Merle Haggard with Mama Tried. Ricky Nelson in that set of music as well. Hello, Mary Lou. And start off everything with Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers with Run, Vicky, Run. We've got about 20 minutes left of what we call the Viva Lamach radio program, and I appreciate every time you choose to listen. I appreciate a couple of the times when you choose not to listen, because you know what? Sometimes that was the better choice. You can always reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's a suggestion, a comment. That's pretty much it, a suggestion or a comment. Or a request. I guess that could be a suggestion, too. The other suggestion could be like, dude, stop doing the radio thing. That can be a suggestion. So, you figure that out. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. On Tuesday, I was pretty excited because Pittsburgh got a very rare opportunity. And if you were not at this very rare opportunity, I feel for you. What was it? Lena Lovitch came through Pittsburgh. She's on her way out. She's joining Devo, I think it's Devo and the B-52s for a tour. So she did a couple select dates on her way out there. And thanks to a personal connection she has with someone in Pittsburgh who works down at Jerry's Records, I wasn't any part of it. They made it happen that she performed. So why not get some, well, I know why, because I didn't cue it up right. Let's try it again. Why not get some Lena Lovitch on the radio for you? It's a new toy. I'll tell you more about this song when I'm done with this set of music. If you are unfamiliar with said song or said artist.
Did I ask for your love? Did I ask for your dedication? I don't want your love.
I'm not afraid to purchases. What was that name you called me? Say, what was that grin you grinned? An expression so uncertain that breaks the line so thin. One hour to the end and to the back comes the collar's high. It seems so right. Don't touch the line. Oh, something has struck me in the heat again. Hey, Francie, what about just a funny? We're living through the breakup. This is the breakup. Commercial breakup. Commercial breakup. Here it comes again. Cost me $10.